How Breathing Makes You Better. Welcome to How to Glow, where we get real about building the marriage of your dreams. I'm certified coach Kayla Levin, and I help married Jewish women go from surviving and overwhelmed to thriving and connected through practical tips, real life inspiration, and more than a little self-awareness along the way. Hello, my friends. I am so excited. July is right around the corner, and I have my friend and colleague, Ilana Kendall, is coming into How to Glow as a guest coach. This is actually her second time. She was very, very loved and well-received the first time. And I'm so excited to have her back. And I'm going to talk a little bit today about what she's going to be doing. I'm going to give kind of the 101, and she's going to be doing very deep, advanced work. I was giddy, but also extremely tired, you know, that kind of feeling. But I was so excited after speaking with her. And, you know, we were just had a meeting to flesh out all of her ideas. And this is really a place where she has so much expertise. But I want to talk about kind of why all this is relevant for us and what we're going to be doing. So this episode is called Why Breathing Makes You Better. So what do I even mean? So those of you who've been listening longer, you know, and I'm going to very much simplify this, but if we think about our brain as sort of two, there's two main parts to the brain. Of course, there's a bajillion different parts of the brain, but as a user of the brain, right, as somebody who's trying to optimize our brain, we want to know that one really important piece function in our brain is the prefrontal cortex. It is the, you know, or the upper brain. This is the part of our brain that regulates our emotions, that helps us plan, make decisions. This is the part of the brain that a person with ADHD struggles with, right? All of us struggle with this to some degree, but you know, your prefrontal brain is the one that makes the decisions, makes the goals. Here's who I want to be. Here's how I want to show up. Here's how I'm going to spend my week. We also have the lower brain. Okay. So this is kind of the area of the brain that has our survival mechanisms, that's processing a lot for us. This is the part of our brain that we go to when we feel threatened, when we feel endangered. And you know, while that's very helpful, if I'm living in a forest and there's wild animals and I need to be protecting my family, just because I'm living in a civilized society in a safe house with a lock on the door doesn't mean that part of my brain's not there. And so what often happens is that we will perceive something as a threat, which isn't the same, but our brain is processing it in the same way. If something is technically threatening me, it's very important that I do not get distracted by any unnecessary details. It's important that if I'm hungry, my brain kind of suppresses my hunger. If I'm tired, my brain gives me some adrenaline to wake me back up again. You know, it really helps me focus on dealing with the threat. And if you've ever been in a situation where someone does something that you feel like is threatening you, so like, for instance, one that I hear a lot will be like, you know, you're trying to do something with your parents and or with your children, with your parenting, those of you who are moms, and either your husband or your in-laws or your parents will somehow feel like they're sabotaging that. And mama bear puts you right into lower brain and you will be fixated on this issue and it will feel very threatening. And you might even notice your heart rate going up or that you're starting to sweat. And it's very hard for you to manage how you want to show up because you have this almost survival instinct that you need to protect your children. And maybe they just like gave them a lot of candy or something, right? Like there's no one's life is on the line, but it can feel that way. And our thoughts are really there. Our thoughts are really intense and strong. And it's very hard to rationalize. Why is it hard to rationalize? Because rationalizing happens in a different part of the brain. Rationalizing and understanding and thinking big and getting creative and interpersonal relationships, all those skills, that's all in the prefrontal cortex. And when something is threatening, we go down into lower brain. We go down into the part of our brain that is there for survival. So how is this related to breathing? What we have learned is that breathing is one of the mechanisms, is one of the ways that we can actually bring ourselves from our lower brain back online with our upper brain, the part of the brain where we want to be operating, the part of the brain that really represents who we really are, right? The lower brain, we're all pretty similar when we're lower brain, but all your great personality and your good ideas and your creativity, that's all upper brain. We want to get you back there as fast as possible. So this is an amazing hack, first of all, if this is new or if this is a good reminder, a timely reminder. sometimes it's just a matter of taking a breath. Long, slow inhale, pause at the top, long, slow exhale. That might be all you need to just send the message to your nervous system that we are not in danger, nothing is urgent, and we can go back into prefrontal cortex. Now, that's just one option of a way that we can get ourselves regulated, and there really are so many. But the point that Ilana is going to be really addressing in July that I think is really important for all of us to look at is how, for many of us, the facts of our lives, just the amount of sleep we're able to get, the stressors that we have, the maybe some physical stuff going on for us, whether, you know, even if it's, let's say, like pregnancy or nursing, or really, you know, could be so many things, can have us beginning already from a place of a somewhat depleted system, right? So we've all been there where the same thing that has happened to you 100 times and you were always fine, but then one day you were just, you weren't feeling well, or you didn't get enough sleep, and you just went way faster into that space of lower brain, or, you know, getting triggered and just responding so highly, right? And we're human. We're not meant to live a life where we're never challenged. There's no stressors. I mean, if our goal was to just never be stressed, then we would be living really, really boring, meaningless lives, because we'd be spending our whole life just avoiding anything that created any stress. Stress is actually really good for us in many ways. We grow from it. We learn from it. We get stronger from it, right? It's not a question of avoiding the stress, but learning how we navigate with it. How do we operate with it? How do we maximize our brain and have as many tools in our tool belt as we possibly can, so that especially when our life really is more challenging, we're in some form of a crisis, we're able to keep ourselves regulated. So we're spending more time in that prefrontal cortex, showing up as our best selves, and not getting driven down into that lower brain feeling, that fight or flight, or just feeling really sort of triggered and threatened by everything going on in our lives. So I think that this really is, you know, and I think next week's podcast episode also, I'm so excited for you. It's going to be an interview with my friend Miriam Campbell. We also talk about this of understanding that we're here to grow. And when we think about it in that context, then we're using this material to support ourselves and being our best selves, right? As opposed to it is the end. It's not, it's a means to an end. So I'm giving you that kind of that one idea for this week for you to practice with, to just bring to the front of your attention if you knew it before, and if not, to just start exploring what a difference it can make for you when you really literally just give yourself that breath. Because when we are feeling good, we are at our best, and we are essentially very good people, trying very hard and doing very good things. And so we just want to get ourselves back online, back to our best. And sometimes it just takes a breath. All right, my friends, if you want to join us and learn with Ilana in July, which I so highly recommend, I will still be there for written coaching throughout the month for whatever you all need. But I am excited for you all to take a really deep dive with Ilana. So the way to do it is go to kayla11.com/coaching. Now, this is really crazy because my membership is only $49 a month, and I don't actually require any kind of contract or commitment. I definitely recommend you stay in for a full year if you want to take my recommendation, but you don't have to. And I don't get upset if you don't. You can just leave. It's completely inside your own profile. And $49 just for the first class Elon is going to give is an incredible, incredible bargain. The amount of information you're going to walk away with is the kind of thing you're going to want to have for life, that you're going to want to teach your children when you have them, or if you have them, that you're going to be sharing with your husband. These are the tools that we wish we had learned in school. And so I really, really strongly recommend anyone who has not yet joined the program, make sure you're in there for July. It's going to be an amazing month. I know I'm going to be watching and using it. And I am just so excited that we get to keep bringing these amazing people into the community. I mean, Lauren Allen had this, like, keep hearing from people how much that has helped them. The special workshop she did, we had Yona Chatsunov. I mean, we've had so many great people come in. I didn't mention everybody, to just add to the program. And I just really, really love that. So get in there. We'll get you started. You'll learn how to coach yourself. You'll have so many resources available and the most amazing community and a whole month to learn with Ilana Kendall. So it's pretty great. All right, my friends, have an amazing week. See you back here next week with the incredible Miriam Campbell. Just so many good people in the world. It's amazing. See you there. Bye. Hey there. If you know a newlywed or you are one, we have a wedding gift for you. Go to kayla11.com/newlywed to get access to my best-selling course, First Year Married. You have got to be in your first 6 months, so make sure you don't wait. And if you've been married longer than that, but you're looking for some more support, or this stuff is just super fun for you, I'd love to have you join me inside of my membership community, How to Glow. It's for women looking for a fresh take on relationship development. Join us for live coaching calls, signature classes, and anonymous Q&A. Let's do it.